Isaac Newton was born in Lincolnshire, England, on Christmas Day, 1642. Because England used a different calendar then, his birthday is also given as January the 4th, 1643. He didn't seem to have a great future. At first, it didn't seem he had any future at all. He was born too early. He was weak and so tiny he could fit into a quart mug. No one thought the sickly baby would live, but he did. His father, also named Isaac, had died 3 months before his son's birth. He had been a well-off farmer, but he couldn't read or write. Not even enough to sign his name. The English Civil War. Newton was born right at the beginning of the English Civil War. During his childhood, the King and Parliament were locked in a bloody struggle. In 1649, when Newton was six, King Charles I was put on trial and beheaded. A strict government with no king took power. 11 years later, in 1660, the monarchy was restored under Charles II. Although Newton's family was not personally involved in the war, the violence and uncertainty of the time had an impact on his childhood. When Isaac was only three, his mother, Hannah, got married again to a minister named Barnabas Smith. Smith wanted a wife, but not a son. Hannah agreed to move into her new husband's house, leaving Isaac behind with her parents. Little Isaac almost never saw his mother, and he was very lonely. Sometimes he would climb a tree so he could stare at his mother's new home. He hated his stepfather so much that he imagined burning down the house with him in it. When Isaac was 10, however, his stepfather died. His mother moved back, bringing with her a half-brother and two half-sisters for Isaac. Isaac went to the little local village school, which didn't teach much beyond how to read. He seemed unusually intelligent, so Hannah decided to send him to a better school. The king's school was 7 miles away, too far to walk. So Isaac lived with the Clark family in town. The family later said that while he lived there, Isaac fell in love with Clark's daughter, Catherine. If this is true, she was the only girlfriend he ever had. Years later, Catherine remembered him as a sober, silent, thinking lad, who was never known to play with the boys at their silly amusements. In his spare time, he built doll furniture for Catherine. Clark was an apothecary. An apothecary is someone who makes medicine by combining herbs and chemicals. This involved careful work with weights and measures, as well as knowing what was special about different substances. Young Isaac was fascinated. By watching and perhaps helping Clark, he began to learn basic chemistry. How different things interact with each other. He even created his own potions, such as a medicine made up of turpentine, rosewater, beeswax, olive oil, a kind of wine called sack, and red sandalwood. This was meant to protect him from a deadly disease called tuberculosis. Isaac was also fascinated by ways to keep track of time. The clocks of the day weren't very accurate, and he thought he could do a better job. He charted the movement of shadows, from sunrise to sunset. Then he hammered pegs into the wall to create a sundial. When people wanted to know the real time, they'd check Isaac's dial. For telling time indoors, he designed a clock with a wooden dial turned by the steady dripping of water. He also built a tiny windmill with a mouse to run it. Unfortunately, the subjects taught at school didn't interest him. He didn't study, and he was at the bottom of his class. One day, A boy who was a good student kicked him in the stomach. Isaac immediately challenged him to a fight, which, to everyone's surprise, he won. Isaac was very good at holding a grudge. Just winning the fight wasn't enough for him. He wanted to beat his enemy in school as well, so he finally began to study. Soon, he rose to the top of the class. The main subjects at school were Latin and Greek. Both would be useful to him later on, because almost all the most important books and articles were still written in these languages. He may have also learned some simple, useful arithmetic and geometry. Hannah thought of education mainly as a way to make her son a good farmer. Soon, she decided it was time for him to practice running a farm, so she took him out of school. The idea of growing crops and taking care of animals bored Isaac. He deliberately did a bad job. When he was supposed to be working, he sat under a hedge, reading or building things. Once, when he was supposed to watch the sheep, he let them run into a neighbor's field and eat the crops. His mother was hauled into court and had to pay a fine after that happened. Isaac was not turning into the kind of farmer his mother hoped for.